The bottomless pit that greed is. Nature is weird. Osmosis is a process in which molecules of a solvent, like water, tend to pass through a semi-permeable membrane from a less concentrated solution into a more concentrated one, thus equalizing the concentrations on each side of the membrane. It is a lot like entrainment, at least for the naked eye. When it comes to energy and no membrane to speak of, like when we energize water, where you put water in small bottles and water in a large container together, the higher energy part will entrain the other to its own energy. Vibration if you wish. You can use vibration, or rhythm, or beat, whatever you want to call it, to entrain the body or the brain. Binaural beat is a version of that. Does it work? Of course it works. Your brain will be forced by the beat to do something it is not designed to do. Does it help you be calm, collected, coherent, smart? It depends. The brain is a complex system, so it will behave differently from simple systems. It's a closed system. So the first law of thermodynamics applies to it. It can only redistribute energy, you can't give it from the outside. Another thing about the brain, if entropy, a $5 word for disorganization, becomes unbalancing, the brain may reorganize itself on a more connected way, by creating more synapses, especially across the two hemispheres. Is that a good thing? Hell yeah. If the two hemispheres of the brain is the way scientists describe, then every person is somewhat schizophrenic, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand does. You may have fundamentally incompatible desires, wants, ambitions, and produce no or little results in life. In 2003 I embarked on the Holosync audios, which are essentially a binaural beat, meaning the two ears and therefore the two hemispheres of the brain hear a different frequency. My brain was already like Swiss cheese because of multiple brain damages. So after a week exposing my brain to Holosync, my brain, according to the laws of entropy, instead of falling apart and causing my death, reorganized itself to a better brain by making the brain work more like whole brain instead of two separate brains separated at birth. The audio is very low frequency. The brain is more likely to resonate with it than with normal and audible frequencies. I had to buy a special headset to get the results. Had I had the results or any results without the seizure-like reorganization? Muscle test says, no. Muscle test says that in order to make the hemispheres of the brain really resonate, you need either stronger energy that can also kill you, or make the difference in frequency between the sides bigger. The commercially available binaural beats, according to muscle test, don't do enough to really matter. So we can safely say that the two hemispheres of the brain do not entrain. When we talk about entrainment between people, the lower vibration will entrain others to its vibration. Which is exactly the opposite of what the Indian gurus say, the theory behind satsang. Where you sit with your guru hoping that their saintliness, their knowledge, their wisdom will rub off on you. I feel it when I am with people. I feel my energy draining, I feel my normally even mood start to go to angry and unbalanced, I go from coherent to incoherent. What happens when you have a teacher who is all about money? All about power, all about greed? Lust. Pretense. Arguments. Superiority. Animosity. Division. They will entrain you to their own low consciousness. Be careful who you pick to spend time with. Learn from, a teacher riddled with anger and greed can make you become a bottomless pit. It was the last day of the relaunch of the Unlimited Abundance program, Christy Marie Sheldon and Mindvalley's flagship product. They've broke $1 million in sales in the past 2 weeks with just this product. Why is it so attractive? Because it resonates with the current vibrational level of most people, the greedy bottomless pit vibration. I didn't promote this product, obviously, yet a few people bought it through the link I have on my site. I am puzzled that they felt compelled to buy in spite of all my negative reviews. But you are attracted to what you already are. The vibration that most resonates with greed is 100 on the consciousness scale. And it is the same as the vibration of wanting, which is also 100. I used to have a student whose Achilles heel was greed. He imagined what he saw possible, and wanted it. And his vibration promptly fell to 100. No matter what you want fervently, the vibration of all of you will drop to 100. Even if the thing you want is a good starting point measurements from me. I bet some buyers of that service fell into that pit. One of the most important job of sales letters is to whip you into that wanting frenzy. By the way, getting intimately acquainted with how it feels should be the first guidance you learn. Learning when not to buy. One of the elements of vibration is how much energy there is. Anger, which is 150, has more energy than greed, and wanting. Christy Marie Sheldon is on this vibrational level. Personal vibration, 150, right now. She is seething angry, there is no amount of money that can fill that black hole that she is. The original design prohibits wanting and taking what belonged to another. Also, you cannot have anything that you are not willing to let go of. I.e. if you are not willing to let go of it, then it has you, you don't have it. The way to catch monkeys is to set up clear plastic boxes with bananas in them in the forest. The boxes have holes on the side that you can get your hand through, but the holes are not big enough to get your hand through if you are holding a banana in it. The monkey won't let go of the banana, so they can just be caught easily. The way the monkey mistakenly believes that it has the banana, the same way you think that the stuff and the dream you have, love, relationship, money, job, fame, income level, profession, friendship, food, etc. is yours. But in fact the opposite is true. Greed or wanting is a very interesting dynamic. You scramble, you hunger, you fight, you lust for something, but instead of enjoying it when you get it, you are not able to. Greed is the energy of a black hole. You can't have, can't enjoy, can't use what you get at the vibrational level of greed. Greed has you, and it is a mighty jailkeeper. No one is immune to greed, no matter your level of consciousness. What you are going to do with it is where the difference is. I have been training myself to observe greed, and put it on a timer. The two training modalities I use are two things I do at least once a day: play free cell, and fall asleep. In free cell I need to slow down when the game goes well, and it takes energy to slow down, to remain methodical, measured, and sane. Coherent. In falling asleep it's the wanting to sleep, and the mind wanting to come up with different ways to fantasize, and my body is itching, it is too cold, it is too hot, it is too uncomfortable. So I behave like a TLB1. Until I realize what I am doing. And then I find a position that is not uncomfortable, and slowly count to 150. Slowly. I do it in Hungarian, so no thinking is involved. By the time I am nearing 150 I am almost asleep. I detached myself from the greed, the wanting, the excitement, the desire that wanted to own me. In both cases, if you look, the method is to slow down. To crawling. The greed, the want, the desire wants speed. Thoughtless speed. Letting go through slowing down. Letting go is the only remedy, but it is not a single energy. It is a synergistic effect of 168 energies, I find, that are all included in the effortless abundance activator, audio or bottled. The audio and the bottled remedy have the same energies, with the only difference, that if you are on the vibrational level of greed, only the bottled remedy will affect you. Your consciousness doesn't have enough energy to take up the subtle energies of the audio. They say, money loves speed. BS. Greed loves speed, not money. Greed also likes mental jumps. Money doesn't. So there you have it. In the Inner Authority course that starts tomorrow we'll get familiar with all the feelings, especially with the harmful feelings like greed. That even colors grief, as I am noticing it. A client of mine has discovered that she behaves and acts as if she were entitled to all that she wants, and that makes her be unfair to others, maybe even herself. I am feeling her grief and greed at the same time. She feels grief over what she never had but felt entitled to. Humans are weird and complicated machines. Alas, most grief is based in greed or entitlement. This is the last day you can request to enroll in the Inner Authority Live course. Open until 8 p.m. EST. After that time you can get the recorded course. That doesn't have the DNA capacity activations, doesn't have the coaching, doesn't have the bonuses. It does, it will have the individual energies to practice feeling them, recognizing them, stepping back from them. Enroll before 8 p.m. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/innerauthority.